Good evening, everyone. This is your creator call of August the 17th, 2022, and I'm Tom, your founder and co-host. We have Lois with us tonight. We'd like to get our call started here with our grounding exercise, and if Lois, you'd be so kind to lead us through that.
Absolutely.
It's all yours.
Okay. What we will be doing, you will need to have your eyes closed, so you should not be driving a car, TV should be off. You should be in a quiet environment where you can either sit down or lie down and have your eyes closed. We will start with the correction for a reversal. To do this, take your right elbow and either touch or go toward your left knee. Now take your left elbow and either touch or go toward your right knee. And we will do each of those two more times. Right to left, left to right to left, and left to right. Now I would like everyone to take a few swallows of water. It is very important that you stay hydrated. So if you do need to drink more water during tonight's call, please do so. Now with your eyes closed, take a deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. And let that breath out through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth with appreciation and gratitude. Now accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you, feeling that come all the way into your heart. Take another deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. This time, as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with appreciation and with gratitude. Now accept the light and love Creator is sending to you, feeling that come all the way into your heart. Take another deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth with appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you, feeling it all the way into your heart. Take another deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. Exhale slowly through tight lips. Take another deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. And accept the light and love Creator is sending to you, feeling that come all the way into your heart. Take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And exhale slowly through tight lips. And take another deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart. And exhale slowly through tight lips. And Tom, I will turn the call back to you, but there are a few people who are not grounded. They may have come in late.
Okay, I can take care of that. Give me a moment here. Now, Lois.
We are fine now.
Awesome. Thank you. This we have renamed our Creator call some time ago. For a reason, Creator is present on all our calls, but in particular has taken a greater role, and especially in this call Wednesday, as those who are elite members discovered last night, as we did a healing call as well for those members. But tonight won't be a quiet night. I'll be sharing with you some information as Creator progresses with each of you who are present here on the call and those who are listening to this in a recorded mode will also be benefiting from just listening to the call. So you're going to get an education verbally, and you will be receiving Creator's healing gifts. So welcome all. We're glad you could join us. These are most interesting times. Some would say we're in World War III, but not with bombs and guns and rockets as we might have anticipated. But there's another type of war that is waging right now, and that's the war of darkness has permeated the lives of literally everyone on the planet and far beyond this earth. We have seen the liberalization in recent times, have we not? It's been ongoing for a while, but it has really come to the forefront here in recent years. And we find the liberals, if we look a little bit closer, we find the liberals are simply not accessing their full capacity. Their left brain, for example, is for the most part shut off. Them. That's your logic side, and your right brain is all that's left, which is your emotions. And haven't we seen that in the liberals, especially during the Trump days when they were screaming and feeling and to making him out to be this horrible person, yet he has done more positive things for this country and the world, actually, than any president in recent history, perhaps ever. So why is that? Why are they off the rails, so to speak? And then we see the ADHD and the kids on Ritalin and other drugs, that Prozac and you name it. There's all sorts of drugs out there, the antidepressants, and oh, your kid's hyper this, hyper that, whatever, and we need to put them on drugs. In fact, schools are so conditioned, they actually recommend it to the parents. Well, any kid who's in those early years is going to be active. That's part of becoming a child and expressing and learning, and that's part of life. But also, they're influenced by darkness as well, perhaps amplifying or exaggerating those same behaviors. So are drugs the answer? Well, of course not. In fact, the symptoms from taking the drugs are pretty horrendous. They create far more problems than they set out to resolve. They can create life-threatening inflammation in the pancreas, brain damage, acute life-threatening, even fatal liver toxicity. Adverse effects of lithium, which is part of many of the prescriptions. Intracranial pressure leading to blindness. Peripheral circulatory collapse. Stupor and coma. And the adverse effects of risperidone, given for bipolar, include serious impairment of cognitive function, fainting, restless muscles, tremors, motor brain damage, and on it goes. And things like Ritalin create paranoia, paranoid psychosis, hypnomatic and manic symptoms, activation of psychotic symptoms, toxic psychosis, visual hallucinations, auditory hallucinations, and they can surpass LSD in producing bizarre experiences, affect psychological thought processes, extreme withdrawal, terrified effects, screaming rages, aggressiveness, insomnia. How about psychic dependence? Decreased sleep, convulsions, brain damage. So how did we get into this modality that the answer to emotional problems, well, it must be a chemical imbalance? That's what we've been preached to, and that's what's been told to the doctors by the drug industry, heavily controlled by darkness. So what is this darkness that seems to permeate and infuse themselves into every person in one way or another, some quite heavily? So if you would imagine a tree. We hear about the tree of life. Well, how about the tree of evil? Remember, we have duality, so where there's always opposites. So the tree of evil exists as well, and it's a monster. And it has infinite number of branches reaching out, touching everyone, infusing themselves into everyone in pretty much every way you can imagine. And some have totally been consumed by the darkness. in fact, 1% of the planet, roughly 70 million people, have actually gone that far where they cannot ever come back. They have so consumed themselves with darkness, felt maybe a power trip from it, what have you. Those are the 70 million that Creator removed from the planet here some months ago, because they were never going to ever be able to return back to light. And they're at the root of all the evil that is going on the planet. And their predecessors, of course. That leaves the neutrals in the light and of the light beings here on the planet. The neutrals can go either way. Some do harmful things. Some at times do positive things, and they might flip-flop from topic to topic. So this tree of darkness or evil, like any tree, has roots that go deep, that feed it, keep it alive. And for 6 years, Lois, myself, with Creator, have been taking out those roots one by one by one. Some are major roots, some minor, but they all are feeding some aspect of this tree of evil with all its ugly branches reaching into everything everywhere. And particularly in recent months, we made huge progress in taking out some really big roots. So this is the world war that is raging now. In fact, it's been raging since, 13,000 years ago when this duality began. So you've had light versus darkness, good versus evil, right versus wrong. The game was designed such that you would have a choice. This is a free will paradigm. You could choose darkness or light. You could get into the gray, I suppose, and a little of each, right? But it was a choice, as was intended. But if you understand the nature of darkness, they don't follow the rules, do they? They cheat. Oh, those are the rules? Forget it. We're going to make our own rules. So they threw that aside and overwhelmed the entire paradigm with their game rules, which are, we make the rules, being in the dark. And if we want to invade you, we will. We're not going to get permission. We're just going to do it. And we see the effects of that, don't we? Every war that was fought was manipulated by the esoteric realm, which is the source of darkness. Then we have the etheric realm, which is the source of light. In darkness, these are entities, energies, essences of all different kinds of nastiness. They're invisible. You don't see them. Well, how can it be true? I don't see them. Show them to me. Well, there's a cute meme you'll probably find out by today on Earth News. Here's a fellow sitting at his easy chair watching TV, radio next to him, and he's saying, if I can't see it, it doesn't exist. He's got a cell phone next to him. How do the messages come to his cell phone? Does he ever see those little messages floating through the air? Of course not. The radio, there's a radio wave coming in to activate that radio. Can't see that either. If you ever had an x-ray, did you ever see an x-ray? You see the results of it on a plate, but you never see the x-ray. How about radiation? Do you ever see uranium radiating its nastiness? Of course not. An instrument can pick it up. Back to our fellow on the couch, what about the electricity running his house? Do you ever see electricity? I never have. I see the results of it. It turns on lights and operates things, but I've never seen electricity. You can put a scope on the line and see kind of an image, but it's not the actual electricity, is it? It's just a representation of it. So each time each of these things were discovered, no one knew they existed. So until the discovery was made about 6 years ago that there is an esoteric realm with entities and nasties, who knew? And today, who knows? Very few. After the Wright brothers flew their plane for maybe 50 yards, something like that, it was a short trip. But they proved the heavier-than-air machine can fly. It wasn't until a year later before the news of that really started to spread. A year. Nobody wanted to believe it. It was too weird, too strange. What do you mean, heavier-than-air? You got to use helium, right? To lift like a balloon. Well, they proved otherwise, didn't they? So the esoteric realm is very real. It's been with us for 13,000 years since the beginning of this duality. And how it was discovered was actually through our QE process, which many of you have utilized over the years. And Lois and I were involved in that, and it was kind of an odd thing. We wondered, well, how is it that we could resolve emotional issues from 10, 20, 50 from birth in a session that people carried a whole lifetime? Why, I asked, why, I wonder, doesn't the body simply let it go after a time? Why do we hang on, clutch onto these things forever? And it affects us. And we get into those drugs we were talking about earlier. Well, I guess I need this drug and that drug. I must have a chemical imbalance. No, you have an esoteric imbalance. You have nasties that have infused in you, on you, around you, remotely messing with you, which are invading you when you have that trauma, whatever that original trauma was, and they're still there, unless you've done something to remove them. So you don't need to add anything to your body, like poisonous drugs, to get better. That just amplifies the problem. You need to remove or cleanse or detoxify yourself. We know about physical toxins. Let's remove those from your body, of course. What holds on to them? What keeps them in your body? Also, those nasty esoteric beings, essences, energies, things that are here to do harm to you, control you, manipulate you. They can't make a physical appearance, so the only way they can affect you is to invade you and manipulate you and others to do their bidding. And some of us say, well, it doesn't affect me. I'm a good person. Well, of course you're a good person. Mother Teresa, we all thought, was a good person, right? Do you know she was dark? I'm not faulting her. I'm saying, here's a person who, at least on the outside, gave the impression of being a good spirit, but was invaded by darkness. All those monies given to her, well, she profited from many of those. Just like the BLM people. All those monies sent to BLM, they used to buy mansions, these three women. George Soros set that up. Why? Why would anybody set up BLM? Black Lives Matter. Well, they do matter. White Lives Matter. All lives matter. But when you pick out one and say, this one matters, it says apparently the other ones are the bad guys. So it creates chaos and diversity, doesn't it? It creates antagonism. I'm better than you, or this should be this, whatever it is. That's not how we heal. It's to blame somebody else. But that's how the dark works. In all our lives, we've been taught from the media, from our parents, teachers, friends, workplace, everywhere. We got to blame somebody for the problems we have. If you lost the sale and then you're in marketing or in sales, you have to blame something else. Instead of saying, I did not do my job well enough. I need to learn from that, and next time I will do better, get this job completed, or whatever your profession has been. Politics, nobody ever admits they made a mistake, do they? It's always, well, it's the Democrats, or it's the Republicans, or it's the who's the what's-ers. It's the Russians, right? The media, every story they have is that they're blaming something. So instead of blaming, maybe we should take a look and find out, well, what role, first of all, did darkness play in this? And just because we've been invaded by darkness and there's still residue, even though you've done much cleanup, it doesn't mean you're helpless and, well, I just can't do a thing. Darkness has got me. I can't control what I do. I'm just a helpless being. No, no, no. You have the ability to overcome any of these things. Or you can lay there as a victim of life, and sometimes we've been there. One time or another, we probably all have been there. But victimhood says, I'm letting the dark control me. Whereas when you have free will, you have a choice. I now choose a new pathway of enlightenment, of empowerment. And then I'm going to take actions to remove those nasties from my body. Just as you're being cleansed as we speak by Creator. And we've done many, many sessions of QE and other types of cleansing. And, of course, the elite process, which is the 5 cleansing steps, the wellness steps, and including the 6th one, the ego. And, by the way, the ego, even though it's not mandatory for the elite process, in my book, it is mandatory. And why? How does the dark control you? When you go off on a rampage and you curse and yell and scream and you get mad at this and point fingers and blame and all of that, what's been activated? You think it might be the ego? And you'd be absolutely right. If you go out to biorenew.com and you open up the chart under ego that I created some time ago, a year ago, you'll see ego levels 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, and the people who are in those categories that are well-known people. In category 2, which is the lowest you can get to without a cleanse, where you'll find Trump and Melania, Jim Jordan, Rand Paul, and others of that nature, who are good guys, all right, or gals. But as soon as you leave 2 and go to 3, now you're starting getting into the gray area, and by 4, anybody from 4 and on, the heart's closed. That's what darkness will do. It'll close your heart. What's the first thing we do on these calls? Ground you, put you in your heart space, open your hearts fully, and then remove all the blockers, interference, so you can accept and receive Creator's healing. So the dark, being dark, aren't stupid. They know. Only truth comes from the heart. The heart will only speak truth. And it also is your conscience. So if you are now level 4 and higher, you have no conscience. Your heart's closed. You're living off the ego. You're living off the darkness. You're being controlled by it. Now, you don't think you're controlled by it. You think, well, this is just the way. It's kill or be killed. Steal or be stolen from, whatever. It's okay to inject people with a jab and kill 80-90% of the population. They're just useless eaters. No remorse. But when your heart's open, you would never proceed in those directions. So as we move up the ladder up to 7, we find the most heinous, well, not the heinous people, but the most heinously controlled people who've done horrible things. That includes the Faucis and the Gates with their jab, their poisons, designed to exterminate humanity, as well as the engineers of the products themselves, the drug companies. You know, then we got, of course, the financial realm, financing every war and so forth. They're totally infused by darkness. So, rather than blaming them, just understand it's the darkness infused in them that caused them to become the villains of the world. Or yourself. We've all done stupid in our lives. Many times made poor decisions, did the wrong thing, and we hurt someone. Maybe I regretted it later, but why did I do that? Or maybe I had this accident. Really? Are there really accidents? Or is that the darkness blocking your focus for just a few moments and boom, something bad happens, whether it's in the home or in the car or wherever. So everything in your life that went sideways, upside down, hurtful, harmful, there was elements of darkness as part of that. And not to be Flip Wilson, well, the devil made me do it. That was his line, right? The devil made me do it. Well, he was right. If you're infused with different levels of esoteric darkness, you are influenced. But not to say that's a cop-out. I can't do anything about it. But yes, you can. You can bootstrap, pull yourself up, and say, enough of this. I'm taking control. I'm in charge. And part of being in charge is then to release the nonsense from yourself and the fact that you're here and have been on other calls like this. That's what you're doing. You're saying, I'm taking control. I want myself cleansed. Enough of this already. And I want my physical body to heal. I want my mental capacities healed. My emotional capacities healed. My spiritual connection restored, regained. Instead of resorting to poisonous drugs. Because the drug industry is heavily, heavily infused with darkness. As is the financial and political, and, you know, we see it everywhere. So it's not that we need to add something to our bodies to get well. I mean good nutrition, of course, instead of the GMOs or the sugar products or the corn syrups and all the other things they add to foods. Yes, a clean diet is vital. Clean water is vital. But chemicals are not going to make you well. Vaccines are not going to protect you or make you well. They're poisons. Yes, even from the very beginning when you were a child. All vaccines are poisons. They do not work. They do not prevent a disease. But they do precipitate diseases or even leading to death. The concept of a vaccination started from Dr. Hahnemann, a German scientist, doctor who discovered homeopathy. And he took elements of the very thing that you're fighting, the nasty toxins in your body, took fluids from those people and succussed them with usually like vodka, some kind of a preservative-based product, and one part of the toxin and nine parts of vodka, and then succussed it, shook it vigorously between his hands. Then took one part of that, nine more parts of vodka, and did it again and again and again. And when you get up to 30 times, that's a 30X compound, there is no physical substance that can be detected. It's just pure energy. Now, when you consume some of that, the energy will give your body a trigger to purge those other items that were in your body. Like cures like was the understanding. The other side of homeopathy is you can add the positive energies which your body may be lacking, and it'll stimulate it to produce more. So there's two versions, if you will, of homeopathy. Well, the medical people said, I can't patent or make money on that. I want the big dollars. I want to control people, such as Rockefeller, who brought drugs to our country and created the FDA through his, as a senator, and for his, do his bidding. And he funded the schools, said, well, look, we'd like to give you all this money, but here's the rules you'll have to follow. And drugs are the answer. Why drugs? And there's natural products everywhere. Vitamins, minerals, herbs, enzymes, all kinds of wonderful things that would support the body, but you cannot patent them because they're natural. But if I create something that's not natural, something new, I can patent it and make a huge amount of money if I only can get people to buy a poison. How do I do that? Well, I sell it first to the drugs, to the universities, producing doctors, and then the FDA is in my pocket because I fund them by bringing them a bag of cash with every product I want approved. But I've already done the studies, and I send out to independent labs, and I find the one that produced the least amount of deaths and harm and present that. Well, it only killed 3%, 4%, 5%. That should be enough to sell this product because I give these folks a whole lot of money. They turn their heads the other way and, oh, yes, we'll approve it. Now, there are a few things that they do produce, like insulin, to keep diabetics alive. But the only reason you have diabetes in the first place is because you have anger and bitterness that's affecting your pancreas. So maybe the real answer is, let's resolve that and no more diabetes. You don't need to be injecting or taking a pill. So we'll discover one day that there is no use at all for the drug industry. They simply legalized what we would call street drugs. They're no different. In fact, they're more harmful because the average person takes any number of these drugs on a prescription basis. As I think it was Roberta Flack said, killing me softly or slowly would be the new term. Sometimes it's instant, such as with the jab. That was the intent. Some will die right away. Some it'll just take a few months or maybe a year or more. And their bodies will be poisoned and die. There are some good people in those industries who really believe they're trying to help humanity. But those at the top who are pulling the strings are totally consumed by the tree of evil. As I said, the key ones, the top layer of total dark, have been removed by a creator as quite an amazing blessing. But their processes, their regimens are still in place, sadly, that people are still following like sheep. So the neutrals who are now running the show in many cases are simply perpetuating what they've been taught. So they're dark to a lesser degree, but they're still not awake yet as those who are in the light are moving fully into of the light. And once you're in of the light, then the key next step is to function from your heart. There's a lot of folks who made it to of the light, but they're still not functioning from their hearts. So that would be the final victory, if you will. But keep in mind, this paradigm is the 200th paradigm that has existed. 199 preceding it have all been pure light and love. But each had a termination point because we weren't learning much from it. It was time to try another experiment and yet another and another. Till finally, the question was asked, I wonder what the opposite of light and love is, and just that thought produced the beginning of darkness. And it grew, and nobody knew. Nobody had ever experienced darkness before. Had no idea how powerful, how mean and nasty it can be. And its purpose is to destroy anything good. And it just got out of control. It took over. As I said, it created its own rules, created it over the top of the planned experiment. And this has gone on for the 13,000 years until 6 years ago. We started mapping out what is darkness, what is evil, and so forth. And it comes in many forms. Some call it Satan or the devil. Well, that's a simplified version of it, but in fact there are many, many types of darkness. And the quantities of them are off the charts, bigger than numbers we've ever seen before. So we started mopping up the freestanding ones as well as those affecting individuals that we were working with. And then we finally got to the roots, one by one by one, of what's really feeding this tree of darkness or evil. So the only way out of this game, and it is a game, in other words, you come into this life, and every new experience is either pleasant or unpleasant, but many of them are, and they keep us striving, don't they? Wow, I have, as you grow into your teen years and so forth, yeah, I want to have this, I want to have that, I want to have a fancy car, a house, a soulmate, and maybe children, or experiment, or be an adventurer, whatever, and everything is a new, wonderful world to explore. But as part of being in a limited carbon-based body, they wear out. They're designed to last about 140 years. But because of darkness stress, they last only about half that long, around 70-some years. Some less, some more. But our true essence is as a being of light. It never ages, is youthful, vibrant, and has no challenges. That was what preceded this particular paradigm. But that is our natural state. We were downgraded by the dark into these carbon bodies. Very limited. But it was also a great opportunity to learn lessons. Because every day was a challenge. In the old paradigms, the ones that preceded of all life, there were no challenges. That's why we weren't growing. We were looking for ways to, or Creator was looking for ways to provide a stimulation so we could explore and create new things. They certainly were pleasant and loving, but they weren't growing. So we've kind of seen the opposite. Well, all right, now every day is a survival moment. What do I do today? I have to avoid all these cars in traffic. I have to have food and sustenance, and I have to get so many hours of sleep and so forth. As a light being, you don't sleep. You don't need to. You live on light. We need money to survive, don't we? And who's controlling the money? And if you run out, you lose your job, what have you, you start losing all your possessions and your support system. When the club began, it was because of the understanding of the darkness invaded the financial world, and it was a fake. It was grand theft. Fake money. And indeed, a remedy was discovered that was proper and legal, but darkness also infused the legal system, the attorneys, the judges. So we no longer had common law or common sense. We had corruption there as well, and they're not going to go against their masters because they make money in all these court cases. So you can't win in the courts. In fact, if you try to get to the golden goose of the financial world, if you're not one of them, you're not going to get in. One of them means dark, and it's a very small club. Everyone who's tried wound up either in prison, out of business, or dead. They tried all those on us. But we survived, and those who didn't, the attacks on our club and on me personally, they no longer exist. And we've had people in our organization, when we had a big office, who went south, sadly. They lost, they weren't functioning from their heart, they weren't pursuing the cleansing, and they too are all non-existent. So there's lessons, as we said, this game is about lessons, isn't it? And just reflect on your life, those who've harmed you, and maybe harm you've done on occasion. Just understand it was the darkness infiltrating you and them. that precipitated all those challenges. So the only value in all of this is what can we learn from those experiences? How can we grow? And as we grow, then also release the darkness within ourselves. Because when we are seen as a victim, life will victimize us. If we see ourselves as cleansed and of the light, the world will treat us in that way as well. So we're magnets. We either are attracting more darkness to us if we are holding on to darkness, or we will attract good things into our lives when we are functioning from our hearts and from light and truth. So there are no victims in the world. Life keeps dumping on me. Oh, poor me. This happens and then that happens. You know, we've seen those folks in our lives, and maybe we've been there at times. That's okay. It's an experience. It was there to learn from. That's all. This is a school. That's all this is. Where we go from here, some will make it, some won't. We already know the dark won't make it. They're gone. The neutrals, well, we'll see. In the light, are you progressing upward? Or are you just kind of holding your own? So nobody gave us a rule book when we came into this life, did they? Here's the game. Here's how it's played. Go, you know, that's the intro. Now here's step one, step two. We didn't get that. We got indoctrinated for sure. How to be controlled. How to take orders. Got to pass this test, pass that test. Doesn't matter if it's true or not. Just got to recite back what we were taught, whether it's in school, in church, in the business world, government, wherever. Follow the rules and you will be okay. And that's how propaganda works. But when you ask a very critical question about anything in your life, whatever you've been taught or in the future are being told. One question, three words. Is it true? Doesn't offend anybody. Just asking. Whether it's the preacher, the governor, the president, the whoever, the politician, the banker, the police, the military, the media. Is it true? Is what you're telling me true? Or what you have told me true? What I learned from all those years of education or from people and media and business and politics, all that I thought I had learned, is it true? For most people, 95% of everything you've been taught is not true. Now, those who are seeking truth, as you folks are, you're well on your way to questioning everything. And asking the question is not abrasive. It simply, is that true? Well, if that's not true, what is true? It leads us to the truth, doesn't it? Well, let's test that. No, that's not it. That's not it. Ah, here it is. Now, I do that with muscle testing. Some call it that. A better name might be heart testing. So you're asking your heart to give you the truth. Now, for us to trust our heart and have our heart open and to be able to do that means we need to be grounded in our hearts, hearts open, and being able to accept and receive Creator's healing. Does that sound familiar? Something we've been doing on every call for quite a while. That's just the beginning, and then there are blockers that keep you from accessing your heart. There are blockers keeping you from healing in all sorts of ways. And that's why those gifts from Creator, those five, and I call them six steps, are so vital. And that's the beginning, because once that's cleansed, it doesn't mean the dark is given up. They'll attack you again and with new stuff. So that's why we ask you to contact us from time to time if you have gone through the cleanses. And when you're feeling something wrong, shoot us an email. Keep it brief, and we will test and provide you resolution. Actually, it's Creator providing the resolution. We find it, identify, find the solution, the remedy, and that is an art in itself, and then present it to Creator for the final resolution. So those six steps that Creator has provided a year ago were absolutely vital. And you'll discover, and well, all our members and those who are on our email will discover soon enough that the only pathway that'll work to rise out of the mess that we see in this war that's going on, dark versus light, are these six steps to remove yourself from their control, manipulation. It'll bring you health, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual reconnection, and financial abundance. And that's the only way we're going to get to financial abundance, in my understanding. And the only way you get there will be through these steps. The abundance will be provided actually by Creator, not by the financial system. RV may happen, may not happen, who knows when. If it does, wonderful. That'll be a bonus. But to say I'm going to sit down and squat and wait for that to happen, then I'll be a happy person, that's darkness at work, keeping you suppressed so you never will leave that position. You have to give up whatever you think is holding you back and just move toward the light. Take your steps today. If it means getting a job temporarily, changing your lifestyle some way or another, changing your diet, but changing the way you think, but more importantly, resolving the control that darkness has on you. But you have to be doing something. Life is always in motion. Sitting and waiting doesn't get squat. You have to be proactive always. Try something different. Try something new. Try understanding the invisible world of the esoteric realm. And then everything makes sense. You understand why people are doing crazy things. It's not that they're crazy, it's just that they've been infused by levels of darkness, as have you. And the fact you're on this call, you're benefiting from Creator's blessings. And healing. instead of chasing the money or chasing success or chasing whatever, as many as have done in their lives, and some still are, about exploring and accepting truth. And to get there, the dark were very clever and closed your hearts or blocked them or interfered in many, many ways. So when you're cleansed, you'll automatically be uplifted into a higher vibration and a higher one. For a long time, the step two in the wellness process was Creator's awakening gift, and I really never fully understood that. I knew it was there, it was important, but I didn't understand it, how vital it was. Step one is cleansing all those, usually one octillion, nasties that are messing with you in one big swoop, and also connecting you to your higher self for the first time in your life. That's all part of step one. Then we have the awakening gift, step two. And that is an essence of light from Creator provided to you that engages you with Creator. Very, very important. And Lois and I discovered the other day that if that piece is compromised in some way, other things no longer work, like the vaccine remedy or the ego cleanse that you may have done and accepted. If suddenly there's a disconnect with Creator's awakening gift, those aren't working any longer. And when we tune that up, the other things begin to work again. Wasn't that interesting? And then, of course, the traumas of life. They seem like they're endless. Well, I know like four or five, you could probably name maybe 10 things in your life that are really were the nasty ones, right? If only those didn't happen, I'd be a happy person. Well, perhaps, but how about a decillion traumas, for starters? And we've seen as many as, I think the record for one time, one person was Lois. It was over 100 decillion, 130 or some number, big number. In one day. Now, she can handle that. I can handle that. You can handle one decillion per day. Not that you have these huge numbers, so that is still a big number for you. And then, as we have done, when we do a review or you've got a new challenge, we might find another decillion you're ready now to resolve. Look it up, a decillion, that's a big number. So every insult that you receive in a day, somebody cuts you off in traffic, you might say, well, that's not a trauma. Well, if you were ready to curse them out, as we may have done, right, that's a trauma. That's an insult to the body. Or somebody who says something that's not very flattering about you or whatever it is. Those are all leave their mark. They accumulate over your lifetime. So those are important to resolve. And we have contracts. I didn't make any contract. Oh, yeah. You don't know you did, but at a unconscious or subconscious level, the dark contracted with you. Remember, they didn't need to get permission with their rules. They just go ahead and slap the contract on you and another one, and now you may be at 50,000 or so. They've been busy while you've been sleeping, so to speak, in the daytime, not realizing what was happening, who was. Not to fault yourself, just to understand now how you've been controlled. Well, I'll just go to church every Sunday. I'll be a good boy and girl, and nobody's going to hurt me. Well, Jesus died for my sins, so therefore, wait a minute. If Jesus had died for your sins in the last 2,000 years, we've seen a whole lot of that, haven't we? Killing, raping, pillaging, theft, despicable things. So the question again, is it true? Did Jesus die for our sins? I get a no. However that got into our history, who knows where the beginning is, it's not important. The important thing is it true? Is it true that Moses parted the sea? We heard the story. Pretty amazing. Parted the sea and they were able to cross, and then when those who were after him to take him back, the sea closed, or the pathway closed. And those events did occur, but it wasn't Moses that parted the sea. Is it true? Did Moses part the sea? No. There was a dark force that did. Remember, darkness is very powerful. It's as powerful in mean ways as we would think of light in positive ways. So there was a dark essence that wanted that to occur. Actually, Moses was manipulated a bit by the darkness himself, and that's why he was told by the darkness to, you know, go to the desert and do his thing. And I forget the king's name, but sent his troops to bring him back. Moses was a very enlightened person and had a lot of wisdom. They weren't trying to hurt him, they wanted to bring him back. He lost his way somehow. But the darkness intervened. About the Ten Commandments. He goes up the mountain, right? Well, that same dark essence provided him what we call today the Ten Commandments. That did not come from God as we have been taught. Is it true that God provided those Ten Commandments? I get a no. My heart tells me no. But darkness did. Well, those are good commandments. Those are, well, okay, but they're rules. And if you understand the Mayan calendar, there's two parts to it, two halves. The first half is dominated by the feminine, the matriarch, and the second half by the male. That marked the beginning of the male control of the paradigm. And the masculine is all about rules and regulations and power and control. Kind of the left brain. The feminine, more the intuition and the love and the kindness, and that's the right brain. So we were now at the beginning of the change, and that's what Moses and that event brought forward. And granted, darkness influenced it. And there's some common sense in those, of course, but there's a lot of don'ts. Don't. Well, how were the people living in the era that would have followed Moses? In a commune. They shared everything, husbands, wives. All right, or maybe they weren't even a husband and wife, they were just mates. It was a commune. It, you know, commune raised the whole children, the community. And so Moses came back with his commandments and, oh, no, you can't do that. That's evil. That's sin. That's awful. And, you know, and bingo, suddenly we have the rule of law beginning. And then as the male dominated the rest of the Mayan calendar up until recent years, we saw what male domination does. How many wars have we fought? How many laws have been passed? Let's pass one more law. That'll get rid of all the problems. No, laws don't end darkness. Laws are a tool of darkness, making you believe that it will help you, but you're giving up what you think is, well, you're giving up your freedom for what you think is security. More laws we pass, more freedoms you give up, more restrictions you have for what you think is security, yet when you give up your freedom for security, you wind up with neither, with none. You lose everything. Now we're pawns of the system, of the dark, manipulated system. So the only way out of this game is to remove the darkness. We can't fight our way out with wars, with laws, with rules. Because if you're in your heart, you don't need laws or government or guns or military or any of that. But until that time, yes, we need to protect ourselves. So this has been quite an adventure for each of us. And the lessons are very unique to you. Some are common to all of us, but many are just unique to you, as your personal experiences is your particular growth or denial. And we see it in yourselves at times. We've denied the truth because we haven't honestly from our heart asked the question, is it true? Well, so-and-so did this to me. Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, yes, they did that to you. And what was the purpose or the meaning or the motive? What initiated that? Well, was that person infused with darkness to do harm to you? Well, yeah, I guess so. That's right. And were you playing with perhaps the victim role, thinking the laws and rules were supposed to protect you, therefore I gave up my freedom, so I have all these rules and protections, and the courts will protect me. Did that work? Is that true? No, they didn't. Because the courts themselves were infused with darkness, and the laws, and who created the laws were infused by darkness. Laws are there to control you. When the dark influences them, which is pretty much all of them. So when we start asking, is it true? And then you start asking more questions and more questions, and it leads you eventually to the truth. So we grow up, we have these expectations, we get our education, our indoctrination, learning to follow rules, whether they're true or not, doesn't matter. And get into society, and then we do the same, and we work our buns off for many, many years and fight through struggles and struggles every day, and then finally say, I'll retire. And then disease finds you in many ways, or along the way it has. And we're gone. So where do we go? Well, as I said, there were 199 prior paradigms. They all were extinguished at one point. And then a new one was created based on what we had learned from the prior paradigm. We made some improvements. Let's go to number two. Oh, okay, learn something from that. We'll go to number three and all the way to 199. Now we're at the big one, the Whopper. Let's bring in the opposite of light and love and see what we can learn. There's some stimulation. And now we're working through that and coming to close to an ending of the darkness. Well, where do we go from here? We just perpetuate the earth as it is? Probably not. Creator already has a new paradigm all waiting for us, just like all the others. And those who've learned their lessons and moved to in the light, of the light, and finally functioning from their hearts, will certainly find a home in the new paradigm. The others, we'll see how and where they progress. And they too will have an ending, as this paradigm will be extinguished. The new one will take over, just as it has happened 199 prior times. No biggie. Now, the new paradigm, there's actually several versions of that that have been created by Creator as new roots of this tree of evil are discovered. It was not known before it was discovered, isn't it? Isn't that what a discovery is all about? Finding it for the first time. Well, oh, goodness, well, I didn't know that was there, so therefore that may affect our transition, and it will, in many cases. Or there are things there that were stopping the transition. So as those are now resolved, then we have a new view of what the future will be. So there have been a number of scenarios that we could have evolved to. We have one in particular now that has been settled on that could change again. We'll see. But it will be a wonderful place of light, love, and new beginnings. Now, as we transition to the new paradigm, there will be no memory ever of this paradigm you're in now. You'll have innately the lessons you've learned, not knowing how you've learned them, but that wisdom will carry into the new paradigm for all to share. But no knowledge of how we acquired that. And the reason if we, in the new paradigm, even had a memory of how we learned about greed and forgiveness and compassion and all the things that we've learned, it would bring back those memories of the horrors, the struggles, the pain, the darkness. And that could reignite it into the new paradigm, and that would never be a good thing. So Creator will give us all a cleansing so that none of that will carry into the new paradigm. Now that includes any memory of any wonderful things too. So some of us say, well, I've had a soulmate in this life and I want to rejoin them in the new paradigm or whatever the life after is. Maybe yes, maybe no. You'll have no memory, either of you, of that relationship, and boom, than you are in the new paradigm, in a whole new body, a light body. And you'll be beginning afresh, anew. And some of us have had hundreds of paradigms, perhaps, we've lived through. Again, no recollection of any of those. And that's kind of the rules of the game. It's a fresh start. So you'll find a new relationship, lots of them. As will the one you were dear to in this paradigm. So we've been given the impression, you know, of a heaven and a hell, right, by various sources. But is there a heaven? Or is there a hell? Not beyond this earth, there isn't. There's heaven and hell every day here on the planet. We've seen plenty of each, haven't we? Wonderful deeds happen, horrible things happen. This is heaven and hell, what we make of it. So that, too, is just a concept of fly right or you're going to go to hell, you know, and that's a way of controlling people. Put your more coins in the coffer and we'll make sure you get to heaven. Keeps the religions going, doesn't it? So when we give up our beliefs to a preacher, to a government, to a financial world, we've given up our freedom and put them in control of us. The financial world, the political world, the religious world, whatever. You see, Jesus, Moses, Muhammad, any of the spiritual leaders that have come were teachers. Not a one came to create a religion. Not one. They came to bring truth in different ways, different elements of truth. They got distorted by the dark interfering with people in those positions to alter, manipulate, redefine, and use them as tools. It's another tool to control people. Doesn't make them bad. It makes them controlled. Now, how controlled are we? If we give away ourselves, well, so-and-so said, and this person said, and that person said, well, ask, is it true? Now, if you're not able quite yet to discern, is it true or not, and it took me a lifetime and Lois to learn this, and Debbie has her way, and Rick has his way, and each of you, I'm sure, have tried different ways to discern what is true. But the key is, are you grounded in your heart? Is your heart open? And are you in a receptive mode to accept Creator's light and love and healing? That's the start. Then, how much gunk is blocking your access to your heart? Because that's where your truth center is. So if you are blocked, you won't get good answers. Do a muscle test or a heart check, whatever, a gut check. You're going to get inaccurate answers. So keep cleansing, and you'll get better and better at this. So the only way to end the nightmare that we might find ourselves in, called this life, and there are wonderful times as well that we've had, absolutely. We've had the heaven and the hell. Sometimes in the same day. the only way out is to end the darkness. And then those who have found their way to the light will be transitioning to the new paradigm, and whatever the plan is for those who have refused the light at that point, whenever that is Creator's choice as to how this will resolve, but the paradigm will end that we're in. It'll collapse, it'll be extinguished. So any remaining darkness that was there will be evaporated, gone forever, never to contaminate us and any future paradigm. We've learned the lessons we needed to learn, or are still learning them, the hardest way possible, getting smacked around by life, but also the most powerful way to learn, so that it is instilled permanently, not just for you, but for humanity, going into the macrocosm. All those lessons are being learned, are being shared, and then that composite of knowledge will carry over into the new paradigm. So we'll never, ever need to revisit this again. So the courageous souls who are here, beings who are here now, wow, you had no idea what you had called signed up for or volunteered for, but here you are. And once you're in the game, oh, you got to keep running. You got to keep treading, right, or you're drowned. And we have our moments, right, kind of fun and relaxation and wonderful things, of course. But that's only because you worked your buns off to have those moments. And earned them, for sure, absolutely. But then you have to go back to the treadmill. And that gets old. So, and Creator is well aware of this. And your purposes here are to awaken, cleanse yourself, and ready yourself for the transition. Okay, this was not an end game. This was just a school. And every school comes to a conclusion, right? A graduation, or there's dropouts. Those who don't graduate, we understand. So I'm pleased that you folks have stepped up and are striving to graduate into the world of truth and love and peace and harmony. So, is it true? The most powerful three words I can think of, as we say on our site, the truth shall set you free. And that concludes our chat here for tonight. Let's check in with our guests and see how things went for you, any questions you may have. And you're welcome to share this recording with anyone. It'll be on the site tonight and is available on just click on the homepage on the Wednesday call and it'll take you there. And anyone can listen, enjoy, or not, as they choose. All right, well, let's open up our Q&A here. And, before I do, let's give our gratitude and thankfulness in your own special way to Mother Earth for her gifts that she has provided us, and in particular for Creator, who has brought forth many gifts for each of us on this call, and provided us on a daily basis with gifts as we struggle through this schooling. Okay, I'm going to check in first with Lois and see how things went for Lois tonight.
From the very beginning, I felt an incredible internal warmth. Very relaxing, very warm, but there seemed to be a cool breeze coming when it would reach its peak of warmth, that I would cool down and just be very calm, very relaxed. And then the warmth would come back, and it just kept repeating. So it was very calming.
Okay, why don't you give me about a minute here and share a little more about what was discussed here or what was provided to you on our chat here tonight, and give us your perspective, would you please?
Absolutely. There are so many wonderful things that were shared tonight. For me, one that really sticks out is it true? Because there is so much misinformation out there in the world today, that to take the time and to be in your heart and be grounded with your heart open, accepting and receiving, asking from your heart, is something true, is very important. It is so easy to get caught up in, you know, all of the hype and other things that are going on, that to be able to have that ability to test, is it true, is, for me, very, very important. It has helped me to have a greater understanding, to remain calm when other people might be seeming to go through a crisis because they are believing misinformation. So having that ability to test from my heart, is something, if something is true or not, is very, very important. And that is something you will get much better at doing when you stay grounded and stay in your heart and keep your heart open. And one thing that will definitely help you in doing that is what we did at the beginning of this call with correcting for a reversal in going through the grounding and heart-centering exercise. And then from there, Tom has the ability to make sure everyone does have their heart open and that you are receptive to accepting and receiving. So if you are ever feeling, that you're something isn't quite right, it's beneficial to listen to this call at the beginning again, and to listen to the call all the way through would also be very helpful. But definitely if you're feeling not quite right, something isn't quite right, going through those beginning steps at the beginning of this call is very, very important. To me, it is Gosh, one of the most important things I can do is staying in my heart and having that ability to test if something is true or not. And I do hope that is something each one of you will get better at doing, because your heart does not lie. Your heart does not have the ability to lie. Your ego does, and your ego will continually lie to you. But your heart will never lie.
That is a powerful statement. And unfortunately, the dark being what they are, blocks the heart, our access to the heart, very often with people. I remember years ago when I was in the early days of doing my remote work with QE, and Bush Sr. was president, and I wanted to reach out and help him. And what I found was his whole heart was encased in what appeared to be cast iron. He could not access his heart. It was totally closed. And, of course, you know, he orchestrated the 9/11 and among others, but, you know, he was a very, well, a Nazi spy, as we recall from the history. But that's what darkness will do. Not to that extent for you, but I'm just saying there will be blockers, interruptions, and that is why it's important to continually do the processes. And then if there's issues, let us know. Shoot us an email. And I know there's been challenges with getting those emails working. I think we're through them now. And if you're sending an email, you don't need to send it to both Freedom and to BioRenew. One or the other. Actually, preferred would be BioRenew. It gets here more directly to me, would be the preference of the contact us. And keep it brief. We don't need your life story. We just need, you know, a couple of sentences. We have the ability, Lois and I equally have things that we both are good at, and then the things that she's better at, things that I'm better at. But when we work together with Creator, we get the whole picture. And that is why we do this. And we can find things that even now today we couldn't have found a month ago or a year ago. And, you know, we continually have been given new gifts and blessings as this journey has progressed. So thank you, Lois, for your wonderful recap. And Deb, if you're present here, if there's something you'd like to share, here's your moment. And if you're muted, we're not hearing you, or we'll just move on here. Okay, we'll move on. *6 and the 1 key. If you have a question, a comment, a concern, puts you in the queue. *6 and the 1 key on the main line for international. *2. And we have our first hand up here. And I believe we have Daryl with us.
Hello. I just want to say once again thank you to you, Lois, Creator, and the Earth for the wonderful program we've had tonight. And I'm just curious if things went through for myself and my brother Wayne.
You are grounded in your heart, heart's open, you are accepting, receiving, so then, yes, that is a positive for you. Not for Wayne. For some reason, Wayne is resisting even the grounding process and hasn't quite committed to...
What can be done to help?
Well, probably not on this call, but if Wayne would like to contact us, that would be the best thing. Have him go to BioRenew and contact us and keep it brief and just... but have him do that himself, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Not through you. And And, you know, if he's committed, we will find the root of what is what's keeping him or limiting him, and we'll give him every bit of support. Now, first, the next question is, has he gone through the wellness processes?
No.
Okay, well then, there's your first answer. And that is why I have not been able to or can't ground him right now. Once you get step one done, the wellness, then I can ground anyone, any remotely, any time. But
okay.
He has to commit to do really all five or actually six steps, and that's up to him. You know, when he feels it's the time, wants to, whatever, then but that'll get him on his track, on his way. And I think all of us on this call here have, with maybe a couple exceptions, have done the six steps. And if you have, congratulations. If not, there's a big hint for you. All right. Anything else, Daryl?
Oh, you did a great job. Thank you very much for everything.
And thank you. May you be blessed.
Thank you.
All right. And we have a next hand up here. Hi there. First name, who has joined us?
Antonio.
Hello, Antonio.
Good day. How are you?
What's on your mind?
Well, the calls with Creator, I find myself drifting off into the ozone.
Have you done the six wellness processes?
No.
Okay. Same advice as for the prior caller. Until you are in that modality, you've got much gunk that is blocking you from finding, accepting, tuning into truth. So those drifting offside the darkness, trying to push you away from the truth. You need to remove that darkness, and then light will come in. So that's where you need to start. But thank you for checking in, and may you be blessed. Next, we have Bonnie with us.
Well, hello. Good call, but I heard of it. I don't know, tonight the Nazis were on my phone line because my call dropped about four or five times. So I will go back and re-listen to it, but I just wondered if I did get the healing. And I'm an elite member, so I have cleansed, but
yeah,
continually
you
get attacked.
Well, as I said, there's always new things out there looking for
right
to mess with you, and that's what we do on a daily basis, is clean up the freestanding ones that haven't found a home yet. But you are grounded in your heart, and your heart's open. You are accepting and receiving. So, yes, you did receive Creator's healing for tonight. That is correct. Anything else?
Okay. No, that's great. Thank you so much.
And you're so welcome.
May you be blessed. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, anyone else have a comment, a question? How did your session go? Was there anything in particular that you noticed as the call continued on? Any body sensations, changes, what have you? And I do suggest you share this call with anyone. No, you can't force it on anyone, of course, but if they're at least in a curiosity mode, this might give them a starting point to reevaluate their life, you know, what is true in their life. You know, maybe they have made many presumptions, and it's time perhaps to revisit and see, are those true? Is what I've been told or have been told all my life, is that really true? Or what is the truth? So tonight might be a time for some to open their eyes a little bit, or maybe wide open. When I was growing up as a kid, there was two topics you never brought up in a public setting. You never talked about religion or politics. Well, we talk about those a lot, don't we? But I mean, that was the kind of the mindset of the society, because it was so controversial. You know, you had this believer and that believer, and boy, you'd get together and you'd have an argument in the front room. So that was kind of the rule, you know. So instead of avoiding arguments, simply seek the truth. Seek the truth. Is Joe Biden alive today? No. Is he our president? No. Do we have a Congress? No. Have they all been, or the vast majority of them, been imprisoned? Yes. And then the dark ones of those extracted by Creator? Yes. Okay. How's that for a slap in the face for humanity? How many on the planet would understand that is truth? Maybe that's a little too much for some people to assimilate. How can that be? I saw him at the inauguration. Well, I was down out in L.A. somewhere, faked. I saw him doing the State of the Union. Mm-hmm. That's called dynamic animation. Pretty impressive, isn't it? It's like going to the movies. You know, you see all these wonderful, amazing things, these stunts being done. How do they do that? Well, it's animation. So take it into the news world, and you can animate anyone's, and by typing a script, you can have them say anything in their own voice. So technology has advanced far more than we realize. And you can create holograms, too, such as the queen waving to the crowd, that younger queen, as was done recently. Well, we saw that with Joe Biden in the early days, out in the lawn of the White House, and walked up to some supposed reporters and reached out and put his hand right through a microphone. How did he do that? Well, holograms can do that. So that wasn't real either. So we have been deceived. What's new, right? By the influence of the darkness in many ways. And sometimes the light guys use these holograms or dynamic animation as well. You know, they have access to that technology for their particular purposes. How about the raid at Trump's home by the FBI? That made the news everywhere. Everybody's chatting about it. Did that happen? No. It's all fakery. Trump thought it did because he was told by his attorney when he was up in Wisconsin that this happened, and his attorney was lied to. So, therefore, he went and, you know, continued what he thought was the truth, not faulting anyone. I'm just saying, learn the truth. But what did it do? It was supposed to discredit him. He stole some documents, and that was the theme. Well, it propelled him stronger in the polls than ever before. So the darkness has the tendency now to awaken the truth and propel the truth forward more and more. So the news is still fakery. If you hear it, you can pretty much assume it's false. Once in a while, a trickle of truth sneaks in. And that's good to see, but okay, last call here. Anyone else have a comment, a question, anything they'd like to share? Star 6 in the 1 key if you're on the main line. Star 2 international. Or we will call it a wrap. Okay, a wrap it is. Thank you, Mother Earth, thank you, Creator, for your awesome gifts. Thank you, Lois of Light, for your presence here and gifts tonight. And thanks to all of our listeners who have come forth in person and those who will be receiving these gifts in the recorded mode. Blessings to all, and may you all be blessed. Good night.